Okay, I'd like to call the 2013 annual meeting to order. The sign-up sheets are going around. Please take a second, put your name on there. Pastor will start the meeting with our opening liturgy.
After all that food, I'm sure you need to stand up so you don't fall asleep. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great.
You are clothed with majesty and splendor.
How manifold are your works, O Lord.
In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created.
So you renew the face of the earth.
And let us pray. Loving God, in holy baptism you have gathered us together across all human divisions and reconciled us to yourself in one body through the cross. Grant that we who are made new in Christ may live in righteousness and holiness all the days, all of our days. Strengthen us now by your presence, that our thoughts and actions may be rooted and grounded in your love for us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Here is the reading. And we'll go ahead and sing, Rise, Shine, You People.
Before we had the hymn boards up, hymn board, and then some people still couldn't see it, and we weren't able to put the second banner up and have the symmetry there. So now we have a hymn board in that corner and a hymn board in that corner, so everybody should be able to see that. And I'd like to thank Scotty for doing that, because I talked to him after church. That's all he got. I want to take a second to talk about our Constitution, or a little part of it. As you know, the last couple of weeks, Pastor Lane has been asking us, talking about what it means, or what the qualifications are for membership, asking us to put our cards in, etc. And where that comes from is Chapter 8 in our Constitution. It says, voting members are confirmed members. Such confirmed members during the current or preceding calendar year shall have communed in this congregation and shall have made a contribution of record to this congregation. Members of the congregation who satisfied these basic standards shall have the privilege of voice and vote at every regular and special meeting for the congregation. So that's the basis for what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. And one last thing, we have a couple of people that have been serving our congregation pretty faithfully that will not be serving in the same capacity. And one is Mary Golden, whose term is up on the council. She's been our secretary. And today, Sean is her assistant, so I'd like to thank Mary for her service. But another person who deserves our gratitude and our prayerful thanks has done just yeoman duty and more work than most of us can imagine, even those of us that know something about it. And Dan, would you come up a minute? Dan Culpepper has finally gotten smart and said he didn't want any treasure anymore. And and just for information, Mr. Shirey has consented to assume those duties.
Does that mean I'm dumb?
Dan would probably tell you that.
But Dan, on behalf of the council, particularly in the congregation, I'd like to present you with a little card saying, expressing our thanks, and also a gift certificate for dinner at the Virginian for you and your wonderful bride, Loretta. Thank you, buddy. Okay, the agenda is printed on the first page in our annual report. So our first item of business is to approve our agenda. I assume you've all studied this in detail, so it would be really good if somebody would make a motion to approve this.
I make a motion that we approve the 2013 agenda.
I'll second it.
Ann Beecher. You get the next one. Made by Sheila, seconded by Ann Gilbert. Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is approval of the minutes from last year's annual meeting. And I don't know if all you guys are like me. I can't remember exactly what we discussed, so I'm taking it for granted what's in here is correct. But any comments on that? Additions, corrections, deletions? If not,
I move that the minutes stand approved as written.
Lynette, any second? Mr. Payne. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And now it's a pleasure to introduce our fairly new still pastor for her report and comments, Pastor Elena.
Thank you. I know you all want to get home and get to your nap, right?
Yeah.
How many of you ever gone river rafting? Any river rafters out there? If you've ever gone down the river, you know it helps to have a good guide, right? Somebody that can say, well, I know as we get further, we're going to go from our level 1 rapids to level 4, so you need to be prepared. And these are some things you can do to help you get through these rapids. And we need to work through these rapids together. So as you look at my letter, it's just talking about, you know, I am new here, and I'm new to you, you're new to me, and we're going to be going through this time of transition. So know that, like I was saying earlier today, I know, you know, I can be annoying or frustrating or whatever else, but don't give up on coming to talk to me about things. So if you have any issues, I'm seriously not intentionally trying to step on toes or hurt anybody's feelings, but I'll never know unless you come and tell me. And that's how we practice reconciliation. So always feel that you can come and talk to me about anything, and we will be reconciled, because that's what we're all about, is reconciling. And I always like to say the pastor is not your friend. The pastor is a family member. You can't get rid of family members. So we are a family together, and we will get through all this and know that, seriously, you know, if anything comes up, that it's seriously in your best interest. And I look forward to our many years together as we get going. So that's about all I have. I should say that I generally consider the annual meeting to be a looking forward type of thing, not necessarily looking back. So that's why it's kind of setting us forward as we head down the river together. So now you can applaud. Those monkeys together, I tell you. And then while we're, can I continue on some comments about reports?
Sure.
There's been some confusion in the office as to how many members we actually have. So if you look in last year's report from last year's annual meeting, it says we have 247 members. And then if you look in our statistical report, it says we have 101 or something like that.
Yeah.
So something happened, and we're trying to figure this all out. And I think we're pretty close to knowing what it is, but as we get stuff cleaned up, we will come up with a definite number that will then be part of our parochial report, which goes on to the ELCA and is then on their website and all that stuff. So I have just a little statistical addendum. If you would kindly stick this
into your report just with that, and then next year it'll all be figured out. And there's enough of all the annual reports that have been done. There you go. I'm done, Mr. President. Mr. President, you can continue. I'm done.
Really?
That's all I got.
The next item on our agenda is any questions or comments on the written reports. They're all contained in here. And so instead of having somebody regurgitate what we wrote, does anyone have any questions or comments on any of the reports? I think several of them are accurately reflect. And if the report that I wrote on behalf of the council, it does look forward and talk about some things that we're going to be working on this year. Okay, is there any old business? I don't know of any.
Excuse me, sir. We need to have approval of these reports.
No, they're just accepted. They're written.
Thank you.
Okay, under new business.
Motion on that?
We don't need a motion to approve them. They are what they are. We might have it passed, but they're already written. They're not going to be approved. Under new business, there is one change. The second thing, nomination and election for St. Luke's Lutheran Endowment Fund Committee. Again, referring to the Constitution. Chapter 5, voting members of the Endowment Fund Committee, three congregation members appointed by the Congregational Council. Not elected by the congregation. Constitution that we've all agreed on. Okay, nomination election for St. Luke's Lutheran Church Council. The nominating committee consisted of Dan Culpepper, Mary Golden and myself. We have two, we can elect two people, and we've had two people on our council, and that is Todd Wagner and Joe Michelle. And the Constitution says that we can vote, we're supposed to vote by in written ballot, but in the interest of time, if someone would like to do it, if it's a pleasure of the congregation, I would entertain a motion, since there are two people in two seats, to just cast a white ballot or vote by acclamation for Joe and Todd.
Should you ask if there's anybody else? Yeah.
The Constitution does not provide for nominations from the floor.
May I ask?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you cutting back on the number on council now?
We are, and that was in newsletter here a couple months ago, but I'll explain it. The Constitution says that the council will consist of three officers, which are the president, vice president, and secretary, and the pastor, and not more than seven additional members, which meant we've been running with nine plus the pastor. And so we've elected this year to do six plus the pastor. That answer?
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Sir?
Kurt, I move that we approve by acclamation the two individuals.
Todd Wagner and Joe Michelle.
I'll second that.
Do you have a question, Mr. Payne, or is that going to be a second? Mr. Payne was first.
Mm-hmm. No, second.
He was the first second. I'm sorry, Jim.
I can't see back
there. I know he sits back there. It kind of sneaks up on you, eh?
We all know he'd like you over.
Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor of...
question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this for a three-year term for each of them?
Yes. Yes. Good question, Ann. I'm sorry. Should have mentioned that. If not, all in favor of electing Joe and Todd by acclamation, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Carried. Congratulations, sir.
Todd's going to here also.
Yeah.
There he is. I'm sorry, Todd. I didn't mean to slight you.
We're used to it.
He is the stealth console member. He's so quiet. He comes in, and all of a sudden, he's there. Todd's been with us. Todd was appointed to fill, I forget somebody's term, but he had to stand for re-election or for election, not a full term. And he's an
expert.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was.
Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
Bonnie Stratton's term.
So
he's
been with
Kathy's
place.
Nobody.
Oh, that was one that was eliminated this year?
Yeah, it was, yeah. But the timing didn't allow us to make it worthwhile somebody doing it. And, you know,
by
the time we went through the process. So the cost for any council member, so if anybody's wondering, are myself, Mr. Shirey, Leslie Pearson, Scott Madsen, and then, of course, Joel and Todd, and as far as I know, the pastor's staying with us, so. So that'll be it. And please, so during the year, I know you guys, I'm just going to take a minute and say thank you to everybody here for all the help you've given, not only me personally, but St. Luke's Lutheran over this last year. And I think everybody, you should all give yourselves a round of applause for all the contributions in many ways you've all made and helping this church continue to thrive and succeed over the last year. Thank you very much. But please, continue to talk to any of us during the year. I don't see, and you're all welcome to come to every council meeting. They're now on the second Tuesday of the month at 6:30 in the evening. So if anybody would like to come and discuss, present, whatever, you're more than welcome. And I say that every month in the newsletter. Nobody showed up yet. Mona just gets me on the street. Okay, election of Synod Convention delegates. And Pastor, do you have somebody who has said to you that they'd like to do that?
Yeah, Jim and Sean. Sorry.
And how many can we have?
I think for the size of our congregation, we only get two voting delegates, including myself, so me and two lay members are voting delegates. We can have as many people as we want, so Synod conventions are a lot of fun, and it's in Loveland this year. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to come, but we only get two voting.
And Jim and Shauna have expressed an interest in being our voting members. She told you to do
And in the back on page 23 and 24, you'll see some of the Rocky Mountain Synod information back there, just FYI.
Yeah, one of the things that we're working on now, too, and especially with Pastor Elena, is strengthening our ties with both the Synod and the ELCA. I mean, we are part of a larger world, and there are a lot of things that happen within those entities that benefit us, too. So, I'll move that Jim and Shauna be elected as our voting delegates to this year's Synod Convention.
Second.
Lynette.
Doesn't
Somebody. Lynette did.
And no. It's my intention, I should say, that there'd be different people go every year. Because it's a lot of fun, it's good times, you get to meet people from El Paso all the way up here and in between, and it's good times. So, think about it for the following year, 2014.
All in favor of electing Jim and Shauna Shirey as our voting delegates, please signify by aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? But thanks, Jim. And, well, thank you, Shauna, for volunteering, and Jim for being a good husband and towing the line. Okay. Now, the one thing that everybody likes the best, right? Let's turn, please, to our budget then. On what page is it?
16.
Thank you. And before, I'm going to open this up for any questions and comments, but I want to make a couple of comments that might help you understand a couple of things. 16. A couple of things. If you notice, under benevolence, it's a bit of an increase from last year's budget. Well, first of all, I want to explain. This is a budget. It is not a spending plan. This is not an authorization to spend up to whatever's in here. I said in my my report in here that the council is going to work this year, and not only work, but succeed in improving our financial management. And the council will ultimately, we'll have systems in place where the council takes more responsibility, more control of our financial expenditures than perhaps we have for a while. But there's a difference between a spending plan and a budget. So don't think that because that number is in here, whatever the number is, we're just going to run out and buy stuff up to that amount. So I want that to be clearer. Benevolence, we've increased that. We've made a conscious decision, at least on the council, and we're asking the congregation to support that, to improve every year by some increment our benevolence outside the congregation. Sunday school has a slight increase. As you know, we now have Mrs. Hawley doing yeoman's work with some help from Trina Wagner and Leslie Pearson. You know, to I'm sorry?
And the other lady, too, Jenna.
Oh, Jenna. And others are stepping up to get our Sunday school program rejuvenated and be something that we can be proud of here. And we all, I think, agree that the youth should be a priority for us and is part and parcel to our future, this congregation. So having said that, the council felt it was important that we at least earmark the point that we might have to provide some more resources for that. The music, the $6,000 in there, which might be the one that you wonder about. Right now, we really don't have intent to spend any of that. And I'm sure there will be a few hundred as the year goes on. That's in there because we do not compensate Julie. We do not compensate anyone to direct our choir or our bell choir. That's not to say that sometime during the year we won't find ourselves in a position where we have to. So the council thought it wise to at least put a marker in here. Now the Constitution also says the council can spend up to $2,500 on something that's not in the budget if we come up during the year. And I don't want to be in that position. I'd rather put some money in here and let everybody know that those are possibilities. But right now, I assure you, there's no intent to provide any compensation for that. Properties is, right now, I'm not aware of any significant expenditures here in the church. The furnace and air conditioner for the room, the fellowship room downstairs, is not working. The fun out, the problem is the igniter in there is burnout. That's ordered. It'll be in this week sometime, so next Sunday morning you can sit down there and be nice and warm.
I thought you had to take longer than that to get here.
So that, anyway, we're not aware of any significant property expenditures throughout this year. Yes, ma'am.
Now that properties just means our church building.
That's just for our church.
The house.
Right.
Thank you.
And the house, I separated in the report, and I think it's fairly detailed and it's certainly accurate on some upcoming expenditures there. But that those monies arise from the donations that are specifically to the house and from the rental income. We did have to rotor route the sewer again a couple days ago. And last time we did it, it was 3 months ago. And our intent is to do the replace the line and all the stuff we have to do with it. But wait till the weather's warmer and the ground is thawed, and it'll be less expensive for us. And talking with Ron at Ron's Plumbing, we're just kind of hoping that This one lasted 3 months. We'll do another one. No, we did another one. No. If that lasts 3 months, we'll be in a time of the year when it's not as expensive. That's the only big thing I know over there, too, by the way.
Just as a comment, our house has more problems with sewer in the winter than we do when it's warm. So it's just old stuff that gets cold. And
it's old stuff, and right now I'm pretty sure that it's clay tile. We don't have clay tile, so tile is broken because of tree roots protruding through it, and that's where the hang-up is. And part of that, we'll have to cut down one, maybe two trees.
That's just what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That would be a cost, too.
Yeah, it's in there. That's in there, what I put in the report, is $6,000 total. Yes,
how much are we actually getting for rent?
$850. Yeah. And the nice thing, if we wait a couple of months, we'll be trying to keep the cash on hand balance over there at $4,300 and then paying down the mortgage quicker. So if we can wait till May or June or July to do this work, it gives us a chance to escrow some additional monies to pay. So, and I'll tell you what, that's another thing. Dan's done a great job of keeping track of that stuff for us.
We need a motion.
One thing, stewardship. I want to just say, put $1,000 in there. Remember a couple of years ago, there was talk of doing, what's that program called? The stewardship program.
Musical stewardship.
We're going to go out and have dinners and stuff. I don't remember.
Different people, different churches.
And then it just, nothing ever happened. We've never really had a stewardship program in our church. And Pastor and I have talked about it. And I'm not saying to you that we're going to come out with some clubs and beat everybody ahead about stewardship. But it might be something we want to talk about throughout the year. They might have to pay a little bit for some resources to do that. And that's why that's in there. Other than that, that's my comments. Somebody?
Yeah, the answer to your question.
Consecration Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy. Yes, ma'am.
I noticed that you're not allowing any monies for 2013 budget for contract organists.
It's under the music.
So, okay, that was my question. You put it under music.
Just put it all in one place.
Got it.
But I assure you, I will be the most surprised person in this room if we buy any more sheet music, because if anyone would like to look at our inventory.
Could we have a sale?
Well, that's a... I wouldn't mind doing that. We have a lot. That's all I'm saying. We don't need to... Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to say I think the music has been wonderful.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear any kind of criticism about how big your inventory is growing.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate what has been done for this church in the way of music.
Thank you for saying that. And today, our choir is still, and our bell choir are, as Pastor likes to say, they're making a joyful noise to the Lord pretty regularly. And by the way, any of you guys particularly, there's room in the vocal choir. Mr. Shirey got tired of being the Lone Ranger, so I finally agreed to join him. And he told me all I have to do is grunt every once in a while. So it's not so bad, eh?
No, you're excellent at grunting.
Yeah.
He's a monotone grunter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I
wish
that we accept the budget as written.
I'm sorry for digressing, but no, Jenny, no. Thank you for that.
Well, how come we don't go to
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is our pastor not going to take any more education?
Oh, yeah.
Continuing education is zero.
$750 should be education.
Okay.
It's in her contract.
Continuing. That should be continuing.
It's in the contract that we approved when we called her. She gets continuing ed, and I'm not going to say she needs it, but we probably need her to have it. Because
so there's been a motion to accept. I'll second.
Is there any more discussion on the budget? And I really, just kind of in closing on this, I'm really asking you to trust us on the council that we're going to manage this thing properly. We'll give you regular reports. You'll know what's going on. As straight up as we can be. All in favor of approving the budget, signify by aye, please.
Aye.
Hold.
I don't believe
we've got an
idea.
Denise. Okay. Are there any other comments from the congregation or any from anybody on the council? Anything.
Judith, what was the question? I said there was a motion. We've already voted for it. Is there another one?
No.
No budget.
Really?
Yeah, we just voted for budget.
Yeah, we did. That's what we did. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am?
When are we going to have the prizes?
Now, well...
Way to come, Monica.
We see where you're from.
Mona, would you like the microphone?
Yes,
ma'am.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
It bothers me when you say, trust me and trust the council, because we have been told that before, not at the church, but at a higher level, and it really bothers me. So,
well,
you know.
I said I'm asking, but I'll make you this guarantee.
Confident.
Our behavior will... We'll earn that trust with our behavior.
Oh, I tell you what, you're within this distance. We have you.
Yeah, that's right.
Current question.
Sir, ma'am.
It's ma'am, thank you. I would just like to thank you for chairing the council and giving them guidance, and also the council members that have served this year, too. So.
It's a great group, and we'll have a great group again this year. No question. Now, the star of the show with the goodies is...
It's time for our prizes! Yay! All right, hopefully you had a chance to read the cover, and now you know all the answers, so...
By the way, don't get spoiled. We're not going to do this next year, necessarily.
Nice.
Never at all.
Never know what kind of
toys
you can come with.
No, it's
all right, I need an assistant, or just to keep each other... So I know who raises their hand. I'll ask a question, you tell me who.
Okay.
This is for one of the lovely ELCA, thank you, Vanna, for one of these beautiful ELCA bags. This is wonderful evangelism, because as you're out shopping, somebody may say, ELCA, what is that? And then you say, oh, well, I go to St. Luke's Lutheran Church, don't you know? And you go, all right, so...
Yeah.
In what year was the ELCA formed? What year?
25 years ago.
88. Was that Jim?
Congratulations.
It was voted in 1987. Became I want to see you carrying it. January 1st. Yes. Take it out into the wilderness with your lunch. This one's for a mug. For a mug. The mug ones are more difficult. The mug ones, nice and big, beautiful.
Yeah.
This one's got name.
What are we doing with the next question? I'm getting more elaborate.
Lord only knows. Name two of the three church bodies that made the ELCA. Yes.
LCA, ALC, and E
something.
Yeah. That is correct. She gets a mug.
Yay! I was an ALC before I was an ELC.
Oh,
thank you very much.
This one is for another evangelism bag from the cover. How many synods are in the ELCA?
65.
65 is correct. The Rocky Mountain Synod being one of the 65.
Holy man.
Are we doing a bag again?
A bag again.
A bag again.
A follow-up, which I almost gave the answer to, is in which synod do we reside? What
Rocky
synod?
Rocky Mountain.
Oh, Lois, she gets to the back of Rocky Mountain Synod.
Yeah,
all right, this is a more complicated one again. We have two bishops. We have our local regional bishop for the Rocky Mountain Synod, and then we have a big bishop that's nationwide. Name the two bishops.
Mark Hansen.
Raise your hand because we got it. Oh, Judith, yes?
Bishop Hansen and Bishop Gilman.
Bishop Hansen is our ELCA big bishop who does all of the kind of world stuff. And Bishop Gonia is our Rocky Mountain Synod who does all the national, you know, getting all the bishops together here. So, yes, those are our two. And this one's for a bag. I attended the seminary in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That is one of how many seminaries in the ELCA? How many seminaries in the ELCA?
Read faster.
You can guess.
Just guess.
Raise your hand and guess. I'll give you a higher or low.
65.
No, 65 is too high.
43.
Too high.
28.
Too high.
11.
11 is still too high. 8 is too small.
9.
I just gave away the answer. 8 is too high. Who said 8? Julie gets one. There are 8 seminaries. The Rocky Mountain Synod supports Pacific and a little bit to Luther. So those two, Pacific being in California, Luther up in Minnesota. All right.
Shoot, my answer one. I want that mug.
Yeah. Well, this one's going to be really simple. So you're going to have to raise your hand quickly on this one because this one's an easy one. What is the theme for the 25th anniversary?
Everything's new?
Yes, that is true. Always being made new. Sign the cover.
Yes. Do I get it?
All right, this is our last mug.
That was big.
She was looking at the always being made new. All right, this one's for a mug. We are part, I think this is on the back. We are part of the Lutheran World Federation. With how many countries are we engaged in global communion?
79. She's the first one that raised her hand.
And this is it, the final.
The final bag.
So have your hands ready. How many congregations make up the ELCA?
Oops, Dan.
143.
No, I heard it back there.
135.
Near 10,000. Yeah, right, nearly
10,000.
That's right.
So started.
That's right. There are nearly 10,000 congregations. Thank you so much for playing.
It was rigged.
Yeah, it was. If you are really wanting a bag or a mug, you can order more. So, just like, I really want one of those bags. I have no more questions. Do not give them back to me.
You have a question?
Can the function of dates for the Sunday school?
Auction?
So that
bid. Like right now?
Yeah.
Mitt raised money.
Yeah.
I don't know, ask the president. He's in charge of this thing.
Yes. You want to do it?
Yeah. We got two bags that we'd like to auction off.
Three.
Right on. What we're trying to do is auction these off and get some money to donate to the Sunday school.
$5.
$5. Yeah, $5.
Is this for all three or just per bag?
One bag.
$5.
$5.
I know nobody wants to give up their mug.
$10. I got $10. Do I hear?
Wait a minute.
11. 12. 12. Got 12. 13.
20.
$20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20. $20.
She said 22.
22. Got 22.
Are they all going for the same price?
Somebody said 22.
No.
Or do you have each one separate?
Do each one separate.
Okay.
I'm going to do three.
So I'm at 22?
25.
$25 for the Sunday school.
You don't do it right. Go ahead. She needs to do it.
Got $25 for the Sunday school.
What Larry Brandon would do was,
well,
Larry Brandon would do, let's just say the bid ends at 25. That person can buy one for 25 or three for 75. If that person just chooses to buy one, then they go auction the second one.
Okay.
So let's do that.
How about two for 50?
Well, that'll work too.
All right. Yeah. $25. $25.
Going twice.
Going once.
Sold.
Sold. Good job. Which dad do you want? One? We have another beautiful bag here.
Oh, I got
this
$5.
$5. Got $5 for a bag.
That's all I have.
What was that?
Ten.
Ten. We got $10 for this bag. Sunday school.
$15.
Where was that? Leslie, $15. $20. We got $20. $20. So I hear 21, 22.
Right.
Going once. Going twice.
22.
22. Excellent. We got $22 this day.
Just remember, he's on council.
All right. $22. Going once.
$25.
$25. Do I hear 26? 26.
Are we playing tripling again?
All right. $26, so you're 27. $27.
$30.
All right. $30. Going to Sunday school. So I hear 31. Going once. Going twice. Sold, Joe. Wonderful. I want to see that at IGA, DJs.
Everywhere I go. I got it on my forehead.
All right, we have. And how many did you want, Joe? All right, we have one more final bag for, and this is going to Sunday school, very good cause.
$5.
$10. Do I hear 11?
$15.
$20. Do I hear 21?
I heard 21.
$25. Do I hear 26?
26.
$26. Do I hear 27? $26. Going once. Going twice. Sold, Jan. Good job. We have a bonus.
I'm whipping out my checkbook now.
All right, and we have one fine ELC mug.
$5.
$5. Do I hear six? Seven.
$6.
What was that?
$6
for this fine mug. Do I hear?
I have a question. I was just wondering. I personally, I would find mugs to be more attractive to bid on if perhaps there was another one.
If
there was one that, say, was the council president would like to chip in or something.
There's a young one up here, St. Luke's Group, right? 1919 to 1994.
How's
that?
And is
it
hers?
I guess not.
Little did I know.
$25.
$25 for this beautiful mug. A bargain at $25.
Well, you're 25. All I have is five in my wallet.
$25. Going once. Going twice. Sold.
Yay!
Thank you, everyone.
You have to have a motion.
I make a motion. Oh, you have to have a motion.
Who's going to say that? A motion is made, and Lynette seconded to adjourn the meeting. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.